This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iranian state media reported Tuesday a stampede at the funeral for top military commander Qasem Soleimani. The stampede killed at least 32 people and injured 190 others. Tens of thousands of people had gathered to honor Soleimani in his hometown of Kerman before his burial. It was following similar ceremonies this week in Tehran and other cities. State media reports the burial was postponed following the stampede. U.S. President Trump on Tuesday defended the strike on Soleimani.
He's been called a monster, and he was a monster. And he's no longer a monster. He's dead.
Soleimani's killing last week in a U.S. airstrike has sparked fears of wider conflict as the United States and Iran threatened strong responses to each other's actions. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is calling for Iran to de-escalate.
The United States is not seeking a war with Iran, but we are prepared to finish one. We are seeking a diplomatic solution. But first, this will require Iran to de-escalate.
Reaction from Michael O'Hanlon, the director of foreign policy research at Brookings.
I wouldn't be surprised if they do something and then end it there. But I would be very surprised if they let Mark Esper persuade them not to do anything at all.
So what's he expecting?
Some kind of a response that is significant, painful, tragic at a personal level for the parties involved, and yet also constrained and limiting.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido and his new rival, lawmaker Luis Parra, called for competing legislative sessions on Tuesday after both claimed to be the country's parliamentary speaker. On Sunday, Venezuelan security forces blocked Guaido from entering the National Assembly chamber, where he was expected to be reelected. More online at voanews.com. From the News Center in Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.